NTP 13 Bravo, Naval Telecommunications Procedures, Flags, Pennants, and Customs. Comprehensive Audio Study Guide. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 10. Display of Personal Flag and Pennants in Boats of the Naval Service. 1. A flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat to signify an individual embarked on an official occasion in how many different circumstances. 5. A flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat to signify an individual embarked on an official occasion as follows. 1. A personal flag or command pennant for an officer in command, or for a chief of staff or chief staff officer when acting for such officer. Or, 2. If not entitled to a personal flag or command pennant, a commission pennant. 3. A Union Jack for, A. A diplomatic representative of or above the rank of charge d'affaires within the waters of the country to which he is accredited. B. A governor general or governor commissioned as such by the president within the area of his jurisdiction. 4. The consular flag for a consular representative. This flag is not flown in Navy ships. 5. The prescribed personal flag for other U.S. civil officials when such officials are entitled to the display of a personal flag during an official visit. 2. Which type of flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat for a diplomatic representative of or above the rank of charge d'affaires within the waters of the country to which he is accredited? Union Jack. A flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat to signify an individual embarked on an official occasion as follows. A Union Jack for A. A diplomatic representative of or above the rank of charge d'affaires within the waters of the country to which he is accredited. B. A governor general or governor commissioned as such by the president within the area of his jurisdiction. 3. An officer entitled to the display of a personal flag or command pennant may display a miniature of such flag or pennant in the vicinity of which station when embarked on other than an official occasion in a boat of the naval service. Coxswains. An officer entitled to the display of a personal flag or command pennant may display a miniature of such flag or pennant in the vicinity of the coxswain station when embarked on other than an official occasion in a boat of the naval service. The miniature shall be the size of that prescribed for an automobile. 4. Which individual on a boat should challenge an approaching boat as soon as possible during hours when honors are rendered? Officer of the deck, Oscar Delta. During hours when honors are rendered, that is, sunrise to sunset, the OOD should challenge an approaching boat as soon as possible by raising his arm with his fist closed in the direction of the boat and should train a long glass or binoculars on the coxswain. The coxswain shall reply to this challenge by holding up the number of fingers corresponding to each side boy required to honor the senior officer or official. 5. Boats approaching a Navy ship between the hours of sunset and sunrise should be hailed as soon as they are within which distance? Hearing. Boats approaching a Navy ship between the hours of sunset and sunrise should be hailed as soon as they are within hearing distance. The watch aboard ship will call out, "Boat ahoy!" 6. Which reply is given by the coxswain to indicate the highest rank of the highest officer or official in the boat when the President or Vice President of the United States is aboard a boat? United States. United States, see table on page 10-2. 7. Which reply is given by the coxswain to indicate the highest rank of the highest officer or official in the boat when a warrant officer is aboard a boat? No, no. No, no, see table on page 10-2. 8. A boat regularly assigned to an officer for his personal use shall carry an insignia on the port and starboard bow for how many different types of officials? 5. 1. Flag officer. 2. Unit commander. 3. Commanding officer. 4. Chief of staff. 5. Chief staff officer. A boat regularly assigned to an officer for his personal use shall carry an insignia on the port and starboard bow as follows. A. A flag officer. Stars as arranged on his personal flag. B. A unit commander, a replica of his broad or burgee command pennant. C. A commanding officer, chief of staff, or chief staff officer, an arrow. 9. Which type of insignia shall be carried on the port and starboard bow for a boat that is regularly assigned to a commanding officer for his or her personal use? Arrow. A boat regularly assigned to an officer for his personal use shall carry an insignia on the port and starboard bow as follows. A. A flag officer, stars as arranged on his personal flag. B. A unit commander, a replica of his broad or burgee command pennant. C. A commanding officer, chief of staff, or chief staff officer, an arrow. Test your knowledge. 1. A flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat to signify an individual embarked on an official occasion in how many different circumstances? A. 3. B. 5. C. 7. D. 4. The answer is B. 5. 2. Which type of flag or pennant shall be displayed on the bow of a boat for a diplomatic representative of or above the rank of charge d'affaires within the waters of the country to which he is accredited? A. Personal flag. B. Consular flag. C. Union Jack. D. Ensign. The answer is C. Union Jack. 3. An officer entitled to the display of a personal flag or command pennant may display a miniature of such flag or pennant in the vicinity of which station when embarked on other than an official occasion in a boat of the naval service. A. Coxswain. B. Quarterdeck. C. Bow. D. Stern. The answer is A. Coxswains. 4. Which individual on a boat should challenge an approaching boat as soon as possible during hours when honors are rendered? A. Coxswain. B. Boatswain, mate of the watch. C. Officer of the deck. D. Sideboy. The answer is C. Officer of the deck. 5. Boats approaching a Navy ship between the hours of sunset and sunrise should be hailed as soon as they are within which distance? A. Visual. B. Radio. C. Talking. D. Hearing. The answer is D. Hearing. 6. Which reply is given by the coxswain to indicate the highest rank of the highest officer or official in the boat when the President or Vice President of the United States is aboard a boat? A. United States. B. Eagle One. C. President. D. Commander-in-Chief. The answer is A. United States. 7. Which reply is given by the coxswain to indicate the highest rank of the highest officer or official in the boat when a warrant officer is aboard a boat? A. II. B. Warrant. C. No-No. D. Hello. The answer is C. No-No. 8. A boat regularly assigned to an officer for his personal use shall carry an insignia on the port and starboard bow for how many different types of officials? A. 5. B. 3. C. 4. D. 9. The answer is A. 5. 9. Which type of insignia shall be carried on the port and starboard bow for a boat that is regularly assigned to a commanding officer for his or her personal use? A. Eagle. B. Arrow. C. Stars. D. Burgee replica. The answer is B. Arrow. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.